not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Will You Accept This Rosé? We are with Hannah now in the Netherlands.
Amsterdam.
Yes.
Right?
Amsterdam. At the risk of sounding dumb, I didn't know Amsterdam was in the Netherlands.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not good at geography either.
Geography.
I'm not good at geography.
So today, we're just going to jump right in it. And we had 3 one-on-ones and a group date.
Did you see that coming?
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
That's pretty good. That was good.
Is that ever a thing?
I know sometimes she does. They didn't do a two-on-one.
Right. They haven't.
So this was kind of. Yeah. Kind of ended up being a 2-on-1 after.
Spoilers.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
So sorry. But you saw it, right? Y'all saw it?
You should have seen it if you're listening to us now.
Right.
We just finished it. Okay. So this is the last week before hometowns.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we were already there.
I know.
That's right? Crazy.
I know.
I feel like that's crazy.
I know. And the guys were same thing. They knew this week was very important because whoever came out of this week was going to get hometowns.
Yeah.
Yep.
So her first,
who's left? I mean, who we have left?
At the beginning of this, we have Jed,
mm-hmm.
Mike, Tyler, Peter, Connor, Luke,
Garrett.
And Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all of them.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. Seven. Yeah. And yeah. So they were going to have one-on-one. Oh, another one.
3 one-on-ones.
And then one group date of 3 guys. And supposedly on that group date, she was going
to
pick.
No, it was supposed to be a group date of 4 guys. I was like, that math doesn't add up.
We also had.
Because there's 7 guys. It's 3 one-on-ones and 1 group date. So it was supposed to be a group date of 4 guys.
Okay.
Mind blown.
All coming together.
Yeah.
I didn't take notes. So this is all Lauren this time.
She was too busy watching the baby and watching the show.
Yep. And drinking wine.
And drinking wine, yeah.
Yikes.
Speaking of.
Yes.
What do we have today?
Today, we shared Stella Rosa, Stella Rosso.
Yeah.
I was like, are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a red wine, and it was very delicious. I don't know, maybe more of the wine.
It was extremely fruity.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you ever try Stella Rosa, I always started with the Red Reserve, but it tastes like the Red Reserve with extra fruitiness, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But I really liked it. It wasn't too juice-ish tasting.
Right.
It was good. I didn't want to say juicy, so I said juice-ish.
Grapes for our delicious Stella Rosa Rosso are harvested from beautiful vineyards located in the Italian countryside. I didn't know that. But this is good.
You didn't know wine was from Italy?
No. Well, I mean, yes.
Hmm.
But
yeah,
we have Texas vineyards, we have California vineyards, we have vineyards all over the place.
So yeah, one's actually there. I thought their winery was the winery is in California,
but it was good.
This was the one that was supposed to have hints of strawberry and red berries.
Okay, and it did.
I didn't taste strawberries, but I tasted berries.
Berries,
yeah,
berry.
So I liked it. It was not locally found. We got it when we went to Dallas, I think. Yeah, that's good. I liked it. I think it's one of my tops, actually.
You say that every week.
No, I don't.
I say that every week.
What's your top so far?
I don't have a top. The one that we have for today, that was my top.
Oh, I forgot. You're so easily influenced.
Yes.
Jeez. All right. So our first one-on-one was with Jed.
Yay, Jed. You were happy.
I was happy. I feel bad though, because I feel like Jed's still in second place for me.
Oh, well, yeah, because last week he was, right?
Yeah.
It was Peter.
That's sad. But then if he really is in second place, I don't want him to be Mike at being the Bachelor.
Okay. Really?
I don't want him. Right. Okay. I don't want Jed to be the Bachelor. I want Mike to be the Bachelor.
Okay. We'll see how it turns out.
So
needs to be seen.
Yeah. No, we'll see. Okay. So on Jed's one-on-one. Well, it was when she first got there and they were sitting down just on the street, I mm-hmm. think. And she was like, okay, well then let's start right now. Jed, do you want to go on a date? And basically they just went sightseeing.
I think that was for all the dates. They didn't right. do anything extraordinary
right.
out of jumping out of planes, jumping out. They didn't know that stuff.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
All, yeah. Not today. Nothing big. All very simple.
Nothing for, yeah. Well, but this like one episode is the whole week, right? So they're, right. I mean, next week's hometown. So they're
right.
done with, yeah.
Right.
Little. Okay. Because I was like, they're done with the Netherlands though.
Okay. Yeah, this week.
So yeah, they just went sightseeing. They went into a chocolate bar or chocolate
store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then went on a boat ride. She steered the boat. She had like that little handle.
Oh yeah.
She was steering it. That's okay. why she said, I'm your captain today. Just really walking yeah. around yeah.
And then they kind of cut off and then they
clicked heels or whatever at that.
Yeah. Thing. Oh, that jumped up. Yep. She's yeah. That's what yeah. she brought up later on in their evening date. Uh-huh. Part of the date.
Before they went on their date, when Hannah asked him to go, Mike was the one that said in the background, he was like, have my lady home by 9 or yeah. something like that.
Cute, right?
Yeah.
That was cute. That was cute of Mike. Yep.
He's a cutie.
He's being sweet.
So they had a really good, I mean, just a really normal date at the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sightseeing in the Netherlands. And then it wasn't until late, well, yeah, it really wasn't until later when they got their talk.
Yeah, because they had as far as what they showed us on TV, uh-huh. it was a short date. Then they break, they go change, they come back, and it's evening. And then they went for their dinner part of the date. So really, really quick, simple, little, short things. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see too much going on in any of them, but it's kind of.
Oh, they did. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's kind of funny because it's almost as though I feel like they tell her, okay, you save your one-on-one dates for the people that you really like towards the end.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the first ones, you know, you have a one-on-one. So some of the guys that had it early on, she's, you know, those kind of fell behind.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Which is what happened today. That kind of came out.
I was going to say that when they were like sightseeing and they ended up at a restaurant outside,
mm-hmm.
They ran into a couple who spoke English and they were like, you're not Netherlands, are you?
You're not from around here, are you?
Netherlanders or something? I don't know. Yeah, basically, you're not from around here. And so they just were like kind of swapping stories and they're mm-hmm. like, how long have you known each other? And they really didn't want to say.
Right.
But then the older couple ended up saying that they only were together for 10 days.
Knew each other for 10 days.
Yeah. Before they got married.
Yeah. How about that?
And then Jed asked, how did you know, like, basically like each other were the ones? And the wife said that it was, she just knew because it was written in the stars.
Yeah.
So, I was like, that's cute.
Yeah.
It's not scripted, but that's cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So then they were hoping that it was in the stars for them as
right.
well. Yeah.
I thought that was cute though.
It was cute.
Yeah. So then they moving on to their dinner is when they got a little bit more serious because mm-hmm. she wanted to make sure that she still could have a good relationship with him all around. It wasn't just like one-sided or one, I don't know how to explain it. Basically, like, they were compatible in right. all aspects type of thing.
Right, right. And she said that at this point, she said, I need to be able to be open with them, so I need them to be open with me, and we'll just see how it goes.
Right. But at the end, she ended up telling Jed that she was falling in love with him.
How about that?
Yeah.
Kind of struck him.
That was crazy.
Right.
He was, like, goofy smile after that, for sure.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm like, maybe I shouldn't put him in second place. But I mean, of course, that's just me.
Yeah. She was, she, he, What story did he come up with? What did he tell her? Did he say anything deep in their conversation when they were having
them? I mean, it wasn't...
she said she wanted all of them to open up and tell them stuff.
Right.
So did he...
It wasn't anything that, like, he hasn't already said. It was just, like, a reaffirmation of what he's... Oh, sorry. What he's been telling her.
Yeah. Okay. So, no... I mean, she talked a little bit. She's the one that kind of said at the time, you know, when we were there and dancing a little bit. And
it was hard for her.
Kicked our heels up.
To have a conversation.
Yeah. So she said that's when I really kind of knew that I was falling for you.
She said it was because, I mean, we all have that moment where we're like, wait a minute, like about the guy or whatever. She said it was when she tried to do the heel click and she didn't miss. She like messed it up. Uh-huh. And so she was like, no, wait, let's do it again. Let's do it again. And then they did it again. And that moment like struck her for some reason.
How about that?
And I think it's just because she was able to be herself with him and he was like accepting of it and just like went with it. Like it wasn't anything. So maybe she hasn't had that before in her past relationships. Yeah. Like she was saying, she had to be
perfect,
a chameleon, you know, she was molding herself to whatever relationship she was in.
Yeah. That's hard.
So I don't know. He's a good one. Their date went really well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So he was in cloud nine.
Yes, for sure.
Happy.
It's like the guys never get to sleep because they're stressed out or like worrying. And then even when they're happy, they're like, I'm not going to be able to sleep.
When he left, all the guys back home, they said, well, did he have his guitar with him?
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't think so. It's like, okay, good.
Not on this date. Because she caught him. She caught him off guard. That's why.
Right. Let's just go. Yeah. Just grab yourself and let's go. Yep. So they, but it's so cute how all of them kind of support each other, except for Luke. They don't support Luke at all.
Not at all. Yeah. They were all just like, hey, congratulations. Yeah. I'm not happy for you, but.
Yeah.
You know, you
good luck.
Good
you
luck.
Know,
yeah.
You know, Mike did say one thing that was kind of awesome. He said there, we have, I think he said 6 guys here left or whatever. 6 good guys.
Uh-huh.
And he said, so now it's just time for Hannah to find her guy.
Oh, I think I missed that one.
Yeah. And I thought that was really nice because it's kind of, he's saying, you know, we're all good guys.
Yeah.
He goes, so now it's just a matter of Hannah finding her good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sweet. Yeah.
That's funny, though, because of their date.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And so that's why when it happened, I just felt like he just kind of had to.
Yeah, he was like, he couldn't say much more. I mean, if it's not there, it's not there. Mm-hmm. But spoilers.
Spoilers. But you know what you watched.
But you know. So Jed ended up getting the rose on their date, of course.
Yeah.
So he's going to hometowns.
Yay,
he looked really giddy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured that one.
And supposedly happy for her to meet his family.
Right. Yeah.
So that's good.
I'm excited for hometowns. Yeah. I want to see these guys.
It's just sometimes it is odd in that they don't even want to take them home because of their family.
Oh.
They don't want them. So he was happy. And
Yeah.
So that's good. But he did he say, wasn't he the one that said that he came from a family of divorced parents?
No, that was Tyler.
Okay. Never mind.
Speaking of, though, Tyler was the next one on one.
Okay. There you go.
They went horseback riding, and I put that in air quotes, around Hague.
Yeah.
They're terrible riders. Absolutely terrible.
It's like, yeah.
It was hilarious to watch, but it was like.
I keep thinking maybe the commands were not in English,
but when you're riding a horse, it's not really words, it's more sounds.
Yeah,
so I'm just like, it's just well, she was like, and Tyler was acting like he knew what he was doing. Yeah. But
he was afraid the whole time.
Yeah,
fear. But,
I mean, the horses were really pretty, though.
They were pretty,
but I was just like, how are you gonna let 2 strangers ride these horses by themselves with no instructions
downtown? Yeah, just in the middle of nowhere doing it. It was so funny because they were trying to buy something and go around, they pay the guy, and then he keeps ice cream.
No, first she wanted like the waffles or something.
Yeah.
And then the horse didn't want to go that way. It was turning around. She's like, okay, I guess we're not getting waffles.
It was so funny.
It was ice cream.
It was like one of the horses seemed to be the lead horse, and then we would follow that horse wherever we went. So it was like, okay, we're going this way. Okay, let's go that way. We're going this way. Yes. So no waffles. So then she's like, okay, well, how about ice cream?
Yeah. Okay, well, I want that ice cream over there on the other side of the road.
Well, ice cream man.
Yeah. And then Tyler ended up asking him for ice creams. And he was like, how much do I owe you? And then before the ice cream guy could give him the cones, the horse is like walking away again.
He paid him off. Yeah. Like, the guy's like laughing. Okay. He runs to, or he gives it to him. So
yeah. But then Tyler couldn't give Hannah's cone to her
because that's right. So they didn't like, get
I'm
that
trying to get to you, but it's not working.
Oh, forget it. Whose idea was this?
But all the local people were staring and watching, like, what the heck's going on?
What's going this way? Oh, they're going that way. Yes,
that was pretty funny though.
Then what about that pickled fish
herring? Yeah. Oh, I don't even know. First of all, it's a pickled fish, right? So right. That just sounds disgusting.
Yes.
And then second of all, like, I don't know why you eat stuff like that on dates, because then like, don't come near me at all, period. Like, no, that's a kidding.
Well,
I'll see you later.
I mean, pickles, we like pickles, but pickled
fish?
I don't know.
She said it wasn't that bad. She was like gagging.
She's funny because
choking.
She will try anything. She's okay. She'll try anything, whatever.
She's trying to live life, that's why.
I know, she'll
I'm
try.
Just like, I'm more
and Tyler's
like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think because he already had tried it, because he, like, or maybe the interview was because of afterwards.
I don't know. He's like, this is not going to end well.
Because when he was in his interview, he was saying that it, like, basically what I got from it is that he didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I think it's, maybe now I'm thinking about it, it's probably because when he tried it in the show.
Yeah.
And then it was like afterwards.
Okay, so yeah, so she was gonna feed him some and he was gonna feed her some.
That's disgusting. Like, so don't do that. That's not a thing. That's not romantic, period.
She took a big chunk bite of it.
Ugh. And then the sound effects that they do, they're all squishy and gross sounding. I'm like, that's terrible. Don't
do
that.
She tells him, man up.
I know. She's like, you have a weak stomach? He's like, yeah.
He threw it up.
While he's like gagging.
He spit it back out. He spit it back out. Oh, no.
So their date was fun.
Yeah. Then the next scene, you see they're sitting next to each other and you're like, okay.
I think his breath smells. Yeah. Oh. No.
Do you want to kiss that? Mm. It's like.
But they went into a more serious
conversation
when they were after eating the freaking pickled fish. But she was like trying him and struggling with communication.
She was like, tell me, I want to know.
Exactly. I want to know exactly. Like, tell me exactly what was going through your head type of thing.
Yeah.
And he wasn't getting it or didn't want to say it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Or hard or didn't. Again, I sometimes feel like they, part of their thought process is trying to figure out what she wants to hear and trying to say that. Not necessarily the best thing.
No.
But
I don't get that. Are they just doing that so they can stay on longer on the show? I'm like, just be yourself. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Right. That's what you should do. But some people, just because they really like somebody, they will alter their way they are.
That's true.
Yeah. Just because. And so it's kind of like, I don't want to say the wrong thing because I don't want to.
She's going to send me home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
So he was, you know, kind of get careful about what you want to say and what you don't want to say. So.
So you just have to find those few that are just willing to be themselves. And
mm-hmm. And yeah.
And if it clicks, it clicks.
Right. Exactly. Huh. Yeah. Your dad asked me today, isn't it weird this show? Don't I think it's weird that this whole thing is geared around a beautiful woman going out with 30 guys? And why can't she find somebody on her own? And I said, it's not the beauty part of it. I told him that this girl, she only had kissed 5 guys before this show. And
right.
So mm-hmm. It's not just that you find 2 beautiful people. It's, you have to find somebody who's compatible. So in sort of a way, it's speed dating.
Right. Yeah. But it's speed dating with people that have already been picked out to be somewhat your type.
Compatible with
exactly.
You. Right? Yeah. So you're thinking, okay, good. I've told them this is what I like. So hopefully I have 30 guys like this. And then I find the one that's compatible for me. So he was asking me, isn't it weird? Don't you think it's weird that these people can't find boyfriends,
isn't
girlfriends, wives
ironic?
Yeah, on their own? And I was like, no. I was like, no, I think it's just a different way of doing things nowadays.
But also.
And then he was like, but this is, you're talking about this is a reality show. It's not a reality show because the real life is not, they go from here to there to there to there. And I said, it's not the reality that they're talking
it's
about.
It's not realistic
right.
show.
Right.
It's a reality
show where they, yeah, exactly. Where, where it's just what's happening right now to them right now. You know, it's not produced, well, I don't know, or written or half scripted. I don't know. Yeah. That's what they mean by reality. Yeah. So I had to explain that. And I thought that was good. He still didn't get it.
He still didn't get it.
It's kind of conversation, but it's good. It's like, what's this all about?
But I mean, even if you think about it, there's several people that you run into that are you think are attractive and they've been single for a while or can't find. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I tell my friends all the time, my single friends, which I don't have very many anymore. But I was like, I would not be able to be in the dating world nowadays. Like,
no,
it's not for me.
What would you do then?
I don't know. It would. I mean, I would be in it, but it would take me a really long time to find somebody because there's not people like the people I like anymore.
You know, I think what happens sometimes is that, because I've heard a lot of people say this, that they weren't looking for their person.
That's me. I wasn't looking for a person.
And that all of a sudden it was like that person was, their person was persistent.
Joshua Troy.
Yeah. They were persistent. Yeah. And I wasn't even thinking about you. I was thinking about other people, yeah. But that they were persistent and it was kind of like, okay, you know, kind of,
I guess I like you. You're cool.
I guess I'll go out with you
around. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny because maybe, I mean, that's still the way it's like one of them has to have an attraction and kind of be persistent a little bit. The other one's kind of not even paying attention.
We were friends first, but I was like, I got shit to do in my life. Like, no, don't even try. It was like, okay, I'll just be here.
I'll be here. Yeah, I'll be here. I'll support you.
Yeah.
I'll support your things to do in life.
Yeah, really.
All right.
So then after their fun date, it was, I mean, they didn't have a dinner though.
They met in the table.
Oh, that's right. They did.
Mm-hmm. They talked.
Yeah, and then that's when he finally was able to open up, and that's where he said that
his mom and dad
are divorced, and just I guess the way that things went down.
He said that his dad was well off, and that they lived on a house on the
on the lake or the water. He said the water.
And
coming from nothing, basically,
yeah,
into something that he could have only dreamt of, and then
lost
it, crashed. Yeah, lost. Then the market crashed or whatever, and then they lost it, moved into a small house, and it was like, I don't know how many.
Instead
are in
of
family.
Leaning on each other, the parents kind of went their own way,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke them up. So yeah, little stress will do that.
So and she opened up on that one too. I mean, she's been telling everybody that she's going to open up. As long as they let her in, she'll open up too. But this is the first time she really is.
Right.
That we've seen, at least.
She felt because it was like no drama. So she's like, okay, good. I came from a good week coming into this week. So hopefully, you know, I can do this. This is what I've been waiting for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she did. So she told him, thank you for opening it up and thank you for expressing yourself. Now I know more about you. That's what I want.
Yeah. And so he got a rose at the end too.
Yes.
So Jed and Tyler have a rose now.
Did you keep a kiss count on those two guys?
I did.
What do you got?
Those two were head to head on today's.
Let me see.
So
I don't have any room under Jed to write down this stuff. He's got lots of kids.
Go down the side.
Okay.
So Jed has...
I'm going to add on to his, 5, 10, 15, 23 kisses in one makeout session.
He has 21 kisses.
On this one show?
On this one show.
Oh my gosh. One. And then 21?
21. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Then Tyler, what does Tyler have right now?
Right now, Tyler, he only has 14.
Okay, well, Tyler got 23.
Wow.
Then Mike got 2.
Mike got 2.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay.
Connor got 1.
Where's Connor? Why do I always miss Connor?
He's in the center.
Okay. He got 1.
Peter only got 9.
Pete? as the other guy's called?
I was like, don't say that. His name's not Pete.
Nine. Okay. But he has more makeup sessions than the other guys.
Oh. Luke got 4 and 1 makeout session.
Okay. Well,
I might get my satisfaction of Hannah getting mad at Luke next episode.
Because it didn't happen this time.
Because
huh?
It didn't happen this time. She kept him.
Okay.
I didn't think he was going to make it to hometowns.
No, nope, but there he is.
But he's there. I thought he was going to go either here or the one before.
Like,
just in general.
Like, send home? Yeah. You thought he was going to get sent home? Either this
Luke
this,
never gets sent home.
Either this episode or next?
Or last.
Oh, okay.
Like, in general, when I first was like, there's something about him. He's not going to last that long. But I was like, he's going to last long enough. So I thought right there.
You sound like the guys. That's exactly and, what
well,
they were saying.
Oh, and Garrett got 6. You forgot Garrett. Oh, yeah. He was still there.
That's right, he was. Garrett got 6 kisses?
Garrett got 6 kisses.
Okay. Wow.
So then going back to Mike's 2 kisses, he was the one that had the next one-on-one. And Hannah biked with Mike. So they went bike riding around the city.
Yeah.
And then, they ended up in an artist studio drawing each other.
Stripped down to their undies.
Yeah.
And then put a little colorful.
Well, that's when the artist drew them.
Oh, that's
first
right.
They drew each other. That's and then right. The artist drew
oh,
them.
Oh, those pictures were funny of themselves.
Yep. And Mike was like, we know what we're good at, so we'll stick to that. It's fine. It's fine.
Right. That's good. But they cuddled together on a chair.
Yeah.
And then the artist was going to
sketch them.
Abstract art.
I think so.
It was just colors. A couple colors.
So then, I mean, their date was fine. Nothing to say much there. But then moving into their dinner, or lack thereof, she was already there looking at all the paintings around, and she just started bawling.
I know.
And
last week when they showed the previews, I thought, oh, it was that.
Somebody. It was somebody doing it or something.
Yes. I thought that preview part of her crying.
Right.
Was about some.
Okay, you know what I thought it was about?
What?
So I sent you an article. Remember? I tagged you in an article.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I tagged you in an article, and it's about. First, it was about Jed having a girlfriend.
Yes.
And then at the end, I think it said Connor. I'm not Connor. Peter.
Peter.
And I was like, what is going on?
I know. Did y'all know that? Have y'all heard that? Yes.
So we've read the articles, guys. I don't know what to think about it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I haven't read further into Jed's thing, but with Peter, apparently Peter had a girlfriend before and then broke up with her to go on the show.
Yeah.
Meaning he would have been with her when he applied for it.
Right.
And I think with Jed, they're saying that he still had a girlfriend when he came on the show.
And supposedly, well, this is what he told her at the beginning. Well, I mean, because it was like a duo, him and his girl that were in the music together. And he just told her, I'm going on the show to get some more.
Oh.
To get some.
Oh, exposure.
Exposure.
Yeah, he did say that.
Right. And so and then when I get home, I'll just come back to you. So he was just, so then he told her, initially, that's what I was doing, and I'm telling you the truth because now I have real feelings for you.
Uh-huh.
So what happened to the girl back home? I don't know. We don't know. We'll have to find out later.
I wonder if she found out the same time we found out, or like if, right? You know, like the timing aspect of everything.
I know, but God, these two guys in the top, you know, what's the deal with that?
I don't blame Peter.
You don't blame Peter?
No, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it, honestly.
I just want to see if that's going to come into play later on.
Well, apparently there was an interview with Jed's girl.
Mm-hmm. No, we didn't see that.
But in that article, it said that Peter's ex told them not to run her interview because of the backlash that happened with Jed and that girl. So I haven't had time to dig into the drama yet, but there's something there. So I'm gonna have to look that up further.
So that's kind of crazy. So those are our top guys was Mike, Peter, Jed. Yeah. Luke and Tyler. So I don't know what's going on with these guys. These guys, they'll do anything.
And that's why I thought she was crying, that she doesn't know what to do.
Because she found out, yeah, that's right.
That her top guys were that something's going on, you know?
No, so that's not what the crying was about.
No.
Her crying ugly?
Ugly crying? She was ugly crying today, y'all. Like,
yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, she couldn't stop.
It was sad.
She was sad.
She felt for Mike.
She was sad to let Mike go.
She sent Mike home, obviously. Mm-hmm. She told him.
That she listened to him. So, like, when he said, you know, I have three main women in my life.
Yes.
And I want to make you my fourth.
She was like, I know you're looking for your fourth, but I don't think it's me.
Yeah. So.
And I mean, you can't say much to that. Like, that's just, it's not there, you know?
Right.
But she felt for him. They had a really good relationship. I'm sure they both care about each other.
Yeah.
And now he can move on to be the bachelor.
Yes. Now he's open for that. Right?
He is one smooth talker. That's all I'm going to say.
He's sweet.
He's sweet, yeah. But he's still a smooth. Like, he still
has the
right words.
He knows what to say.
Yeah.
How to say it. San Antonio. We'll claim him. We'll take him.
So, yeah, I'm waiting. He's going to be on the next Bachelor. And then after that, he's going to go to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll watch it.
All right, ABC, you got that. Bring it. Yes.
So Mike went home.
Mike went home.
Which?
Bye, Mike. I need to scratch him out now. We'll see you around. All right. Who else went home? Do I need to scratch anybody else home?
Before Mike's date,
uh-huh.
When the card came in saying that Mike got the third one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
Connor flipped shit.
Well, that's right, because Connor wanted a one-on-one.
Right.
Connor felt like he always owed a one-on-one. He did.
These guys, I know, but these guys are like, they always think that they're owed something, and it's like, nah, yeah. Bruh.
Because, and that's going back to his first one-on-one when Hannah was sick.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Hannah was sick. So his one-on-one was really just tending to her.
Yeah.
Tending to her for 30 minutes in her room. And that was it.
I wonder how long their dates really are then.
Right.
Because, I mean, we only see glimpses of them, but are they like, you get her for the entire day type of thing or what?
Or what? So, yeah. So then so Connor said, went up to talk to her.
Right. So Connor didn't feel like he would be confident enough to take her to hometowns without a one-on-one. And that he knows that he probably would have fell short in the group date.
Right.
So he was kind of upset about that. Ended up going up to her hotel room just to talk to her. And pretty much in the end, he was telling her how he felt.
Yeah.
And she just, you could tell in her face, she was not there.
Yeah.
And so she told him that
she said the other relationships were going, or a little bit were further along than his. And so she really didn't.
It just wasn't there for them. Yeah. And so Connor went home.
Yeah. So Connor said, I didn't think this was going to be. This is not what I wanted to.
Yeah, right.
This is not my intention.
This is not how this was supposed to go in my head.
So I shall scratch Connor out because he took himself out.
Poor Connor. He would have went home anyways. Connor went home.
Mm-hmm.
Mike went home. And then
it was down to four? Five? Then it was down
three.
To five.
Three? Oh, including the other two that already have a rose?
Yes. Right. Okay, so it was down to five.
So then that leads us to
the group date.
The group date, which included Luke, Peter, and Garrett.
Luke, Peter, and Garrett. What a trio. What do you think about that?
I already knew out of that group date, Peter was getting the rose.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
But since Mike didn't get a rose, there were two roses. So Peter got the group date rose. Okay. And then Luke and Garrett had to come back for that last rose.
Mm-hmm.
I think each of them have dinner with her or something.
Time with her.
Yeah. But back to the group date. Luke was the first one to pull her. Irritating as always, the only thing that they talk about is the drama.
Yeah. She asks, how's it going? I think when she asks, she really wants to know other stuff. Like, how's it going?
She wants to know what he's thinking, what he's feeling personally. Yeah. Not like, what's Garrett telling you? Oh, what's Mike saying to you? Or like, what did they tell you before you left? Like, no.
What's the chisme at the house?
Yeah. No, it's
back at the house.
How are you feeling personally?
Chisme is gossip, y'all.
Non-San Antonians.
Yes.
So Luke annoys me so bad.
Okay, I'm still not pulling for him, but I still understand him. That Garrett picked
Garrett's
on him.
Garrett's annoying.
Garrett picked on him.
No, don't get me wrong. Garrett's annoying as shit. Garrett's more annoying to me than Luke is, but Luke is annoying to me from a potential girlfriend perspective type of thing.
All right.
Like looking at it as from Hannah's point of view, you're annoying me. I don't want you to talk to me about the drama when you're trying to like get to know me and I'm trying to get to know you.
Yeah.
Garrett is just a shithead, man.
Right? That should be his name. Yes.
He just like wants to poke.
I won't say it, but that should be his name.
Let me get you another glass of wine.
Right. Then I'm like,
he just likes to poke it at Luke. Wow. For everything.
Everything.
And until he wants to poke at Luke until he gets a reaction.
Right. And he's just waiting for it. He's waiting for it, trying it, poking.
And when he doesn't get the reaction he wants, he's like going back and keep saying the same things.
And I guess the reason why I say I feel a little bit for Luke or whatever is because all these guys and Hannah, they don't have anybody to talk to but themselves.
Right.
And themselves, right? I mean, mm-hmm. they don't have anybody to talk to. So they're used to having their own friends at home. They're used to having their family at home. They're used to having somebody that they can fight in and talk. And because he's Luke is isolated from the rest of the guys, they really don't like him.
None of them.
So I feel for him because I feel like he doesn't have anybody except Hannah, and Hannah's been really standoffish on him.
Uh-huh.
You know, not opening it up completely or whatever. So he's got to be tough, you know, to do that and to deal with that and not have anybody, because you could tell when he talks to the other guys, he wants to talk like a guy. Uh-huh. He does want to talk like a regular guy, but they're not having it. They don't want to hear
But to that note, he wants to talk like a regular guy as long as he's the one talking. If the other guys are telling him stuff about the same woman, about the woman that he's supposedly in love with,
yeah,
he's going to flip shit.
He doesn't want to hear that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't want to hear it.
Which is, I mean, I get it. Like, this situation is just not for Luke. He already has, you can already tell that he has internal battles on his own before he came. And he kind of touched on that today at their dinner date.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, dude, like
Tyler's tall. Tyler, I don't know how tall he is. We need to look that up.
I noticed that too.
But Tyler's very tall, and he told Luke, you know, usually monsters. What word did he use?
I don't remember.
He said usually bullies or monsters or something are big, bad dudes. He goes, and you're just 5'8". And then Luke said, really? Does that make you feel better? He goes, yeah, it kind of does.
I completely missed that part, I guess.
Yeah, he did. And I was like, oh. So I kind of, again, I feel bad. And so because he's so big and bulky, you don't notice his size.
Luke, right.
You think he is. And now I wonder how tall Hannah is. Because he looks tall next to her. So I don't know.
I don't know either.
No, I don't know.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Not that height is a big deal, but
it's funny. It sometimes is when you're the tallest one.
It's just funny how Tyler pointed that out. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Mean.
He's just fed up.
That's what I'm saying.
They're all fed up.
They are. But that's what I'm saying. But it's hard when you're just all together with the same people
right. All
the time. I mean, he's either going to have to be completely shut off to them and then they're not going to like that. Or he's going to try to be just get along.
In his defense, but he is trying to alter the way that he speaks to them,
right.
Try different routes. Yeah, like, yeah. And I mean, nothing's getting, I'm tired of them picking on him too, but, and like he's trying and nothing's going the way that he's trying, but he's trying.
But he is trying. Yeah. So, I mean, but he went and talked to Peter and he said, see, that's what I mean. Cause like he had it out, not out, but you know, Garrett's getting under his skin. And so after they went at it a little bit, then he gets out and he needs to talk to somebody. So he goes and talk to Peter and tries to tell Peter exactly what happened. And then Peter's like, doesn't want to hear it either. He's like, you said you were going to stay in your lane, but you didn't stay in your lane.
But then again, Peter's not super rude or aggressive about it or anything like that.
No, but he did walk away and say,
yeah, he's like, I can't.
I can't. And I'm done with this. Yeah. So, So anyway, I still feel just for their situation and that they don't have anybody to confide in besides themselves.
That's why I think that it's really bad at like on the bachelor side, because you're putting 30 women in a house.
Well, I don't know.
On their own.
Is estrogen worse than testosterone? Which one's worse?
I don't know.
The guys are, have been pretty much.
This group, other groups been this gentlemanly?
No, you know, no. In the past, there's always been one drunk, you know, one who gets drunk and falls in the pool or starts trouble or whatever. But, and on the girl side, there's always that one.
Catty bitch.
Yes.
You can't only wait one?
Only, right. You can't wait till they get rid of, but no. So who does she give the rose to?
Yeah, so going into theirs. Oh, wait. Hold up.
Okay.
Rewind. On Garrett's dinner, he tells her that he loves her.
Oh, but rewind some more. He said the night before, when we go on this, I am waiting for Luke to throw a Hail Mary because he's going to do everything to try to stick around.
And he was like, me and Peter are waiting for it, or we already know, or blah, 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 whatever.
This is going to happen. He's gonna come at us. So he said, I'm ready for whatever he pulls. So
they go on their date.
Yeah.
And then Garrett tells Hannah that he loves her.
I love you.
I was like, oh, Garrett, is that your Hail Mary?
Yes. Exactly.
Because I'm just like, Garrett's Hail Mary. I'm like, bro, that is like completely out of left field.
Yes.
Like, I've seen you talk to her, what, three times
that's
maybe?
That's horrible. Yeah.
I was surprised that you even got a one-on-one date when y'all went bungee jumping. Mm. Like, stay in your freaking lane.
Well, that's that's why he loves her. He was naked with her. He's like, I must
okay,
love you.
Dude.
I don't know. Poor guy.
Whatever.
But I agree. That was
I was like, yeah, no, dude.
And she was still kind of like, oh, and then she said he's the only one that's really said it. Everybody else has said, I'm falling for you. I'm falling in love.
I feel like that's more realistic.
Yes, but she said, but Garrett said, I love you.
And I was trying to look at her face, and she didn't show a face like when she did with Connor, where she was like, I'm not there.
Yeah.
She was like just smiling. Mm-hmm. And I think she was just trying to figure it out. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's obvious that you're not going to pick
Garrett. I think sometimes it's like when that person tells you, I love you, you immediately know whether you love them back or not.
Right.
So she was like, okay, that didn't feel that. Okay. Yes.
I didn't feel that, but I have to wait until I actually do the rose. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So, yeah. So then they went back, the two of them.
Yeah.
That had to be hard for her to do the two-on-one that right there, you know?
Yes, like in front of. But, okay, so she did both of them sitting in front of her, and she ended up giving Luke the rose, so Luke's going to hometowns. Okay. Actually, I'm kind of curious to see his hometowns, actually. So, right.
Yeah.
That'll be good for TV.
Okay, so I'm going to scratch off.
Oh, Garrett.
Garrett. Bye, Garrett. Bye, Garrett, with your 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18 kisses in one makeout session.
I don't like Garrett.
You like Garrett? He's a golf pro from Birmingham, Alabama. I thought that's why she kept him around.
Because
they were
Bama.
Both from Alabama. Yeah.
Whatever.
So anyway.
He's annoying. Because also, if that's the way he is to poke fun at people like constantly, are y'all's arguments or disagreements going to
exactly
be like?
That's exactly what I thought of the same. I thought of the same thing. I was like, you're going to be so annoying in arguments. It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I was already, I was like, nope, there's no way. I mean, he's awful. He's an awful arguer.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it just very childish.
Yeah.
Even though he's the one telling Luke that Luke's childish. I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Pretty sure it's you.
He was sitting there with a smirk on his face, and he was saying things to make just to make him go off. And it was a matter of, are you going to go fall for it or not?
Fast forwarding to after the preview of the next episode, and then at the end, where it's just them staring at each other.
Yes.
He like ends up with the baloney on his face, like
with cutout holes.
With cutout holes for his eyes.
Yep.
I was like, dude, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. He was horrible. Moosey.
So I don't know if y'all stuck around for that, but that was pretty annoying to me.
Yeah.
It was.
And Luke was just sitting there looking at him like, really? No, he had that look on his face too. Like, really? Yeah.
But
childish.
Yes.
Is what it was.
And I'm pretty sure that Luke enjoyed the fact that she gave him the rose in front of Garrett.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you go home. And he did chuckle, but I don't think it was like a malicious chuckle. I just think like it was like, I'm laughing because I knew what I was talking about and you were wrong.
Right. And he was jumping up and down inside of himself.
Right.
He was just, elated, jumping up and down, cheering. So
Jed got a rose. Tyler got a rose. Mike went home. Connor went home. Peter got a rose. Luke got a rose. And Garrett went home.
Yeah. But let's talk about Luke's little one-on-one talk with her. He did talk a little bit, and that's why I think that kind of helped her make her, well, I don't know if it helped her make a decision, but he said that kind of how what he was doing when he was, that he did a lot of drinking did some drugs, was having lots of sex, is what he said.
Yeah, chasing sex or
chasing
something.
Sex is what he said, yes.
Before his coming of Jesus era.
And that when he realized that nothing was...
Coming to Jesus?
Nothing was bringing him any kind of...
Satisfaction or...
Joy.
Yeah.
I don't know. And God just told him, nope. Like, let it all go. And so anyway, so Hannah kind of took it as a little testimony of when he came to become a Christian.
Uh-huh.
And she said, because of that, they have a connection.
Right. Yeah, I did. I remember her saying that.
Yeah. So that was the thing with them too. So I don't think any other kind of.
But OK. And I don't like to get into the, I guess, to the religious aspect.
Yeah.
But I don't like the fact that even though he is like a quote unquote born again Christian type of thing, mm-hmm. that he comes and judges Hannah all the time. It's like. That's, I don't know. That's unfair because you did all of this stuff in your past and yet you're judging her for hers.
Yeah. And that's true. And that's the thing that I have with religion as well, or Christianity or anything, is that everybody has their own walk.
Right.
And so it's like, you might be there right now, but this person's not going to get there till for 10 years or 15 years or whatever. Everybody's walk is different. So it's kind of like, you can't.
You're not supposed to fault people. You're just supposed to be there
to
support and.
Mm-hmm. But you have to have some similarities in order to have
along. And my thing is like him and Hannah have similarities, but I feel like he's just going about it wrong, and he's more pointing a finger at her when it's like, you did the same thing. So, just because we're not on the same page now doesn't mean you get to point your finger at me.
Right. Exactly. And I am interested to find out what their hometowns are going to be because of that. I want to see what his family life is like or what they...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I kind of want to see.
It's going to be interesting.
But yeah, the preview, let's just talk about the preview real quick.
Okay.
That's why I was kind of talking about it, is like Luke is pointing the finger at her about... Yeah. He's like, let's talk about sex And we have talked about the fantasy suites before.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'm sure she's going to at least sleep with one or two of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, if that's the case, I'm just going to take myself out of this entire relationship. And I just want to know how far that conversation goes, because she was like, my husband would never have said the things that you said to me. He wouldn't talk to me like that and all of this stuff. And then she sent him.
It shows her. That's why I said, I can't believe that they're showing all this on just the previews, because it's
because there's gotta be more.
Right. So they, so it shows they sent him that they sent him home.
She was like, well, then you can just go home then.
And then
that's how you feel.
And she's flicking him off on the way out.
Uh-huh.
So it's all like, what? I think, I mean, you don't know if it's him or not. Could be somebody else.
That's true. Editing wise.
Yes.
Nah, I think it's him.
You think so? Okay.
She's not gonna flick off Peter. Yes. Unless she found out that he had a girlfriend.
But you know what? They didn't show Chris Harrison at all today.
They did not. He's vacation.
Is he paradise?
He's at paradise.
What the heck?
Wrangling up all those.
What? I just noticed right now.
Yeah. What's because there wasn't a ceremony and she didn't have to do cocktail hour or anything, so he really didn't have to do. Maybe that's why they did a whole show with just him and her before.
The one before, right? She's like, after this, I'm going on vacation.
Get all your Chris Harrison, yeah.
Wow, yeah. But in that one, remember, it showed him going up to her saying, he's here with a ring and what's proposed to you.
Yeah.
What's proposed to you today?
I'm ready.
It's going to get good, y'all.
I'm ready. That has to be Luke. No doubt about it. That has to be Luke.
You think so?
Yes.
All right. We'll see. I was going to ask you, were you right about your predictions? But that was on Big Brother. Never mind.
Wrong show. We'll have to call in to our friend Andrews. He's on the same network and he does a Big Brother podcast.
Yeah.
So y'all should go check him out if y'all like that. I think he just started it up. I'm pretty sure he was actually recording tonight, I guess, for the whole week type of thing. So just check out Club Media and find Andrew with Big Brothers.
And there you go.
Podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
So I'm ready. I'm ready for next episode.
I am
too. It's continuing to get good now.
Yes.
We're running down our wines. I think I'm going to have to order a couple more because they're not in stores.
Or any of you guys, like even you from Australia. We have.
Oh, yeah, guys. We saw y'all on our stats. Shout out to Australia. So shout out to Australia.
You can call in an order of Stella Rosa to us.
There's an online thing. Just fill it out.
Send it to us.
P.O. Box. I'm just kidding. We don't have a P.O. Box.
But thank you to all our listeners.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
We see you.
Yeah. Still continue to see you. You can't see us, but we see you.
Yes.
Anything you wanted to add from today that stuck out to you?
No. I don't think so.
We're down to it. I'm interested. Very interested in hometowns.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's getting good. Getting good.
I know. We're going to have a lot to say about hometowns, I'm sure.
Right. All right. So join us next week.
They all meet her family too, right? Or no? Because she meets theirs and they meet hers, or no?
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to think they bring her family to wherever they're at. It's usually the way they do it. And then the guys come in and talk briefly. Oh. And then the next time, then they go home. Like, she goes to their houses. So it's like, they don't meet at her house. They meet at the central location wherever they're at.
It's like in the same city?
Like every
time that she goes to a guy's house.
They might stay in the Netherlands and bring her family there.
But they haven't yet.
No. I don't know, man.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. I was just curious. I didn't know if that's how it worked or not. Yeah. Or...
I mean, yeah.
Because does each guy get their own week then?
No. They all do it on the same day. But
what?
Yeah.
That's in 3. What? Where do these guys live? Luke lives in Georgia. Tyler lives in Florida. Well, Florida, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Jed lives in Tennessee. Oh, they're all over there.
In California.
Except for Peter. Peter's over here.
And Peter lives in California. Yeah. Well, they just fly him wherever. I mean, she goes to their houses.
Not the same day, though.
Well, the same week. Every day of the week. Just like right now, she spends a week with him.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's.
But this is going to 3 different places in 1 week.
In the United States.
That's still a lot of traveling. Like, I'm not about to meet your parents looking hella busted. Just saying.
She's got people.
She got people.
She's used to that lifestyle, Lauren.
I don't think they...
She's Miss Alabama.
But, like, do they travel?
Miss Alabama had sex in a windmill.
Twice. So you can just go on and get, thank you.
That she didn't say that this time. She said that.
She said in the preview.
The previews for next episode.
My mom missed it until she was like, wait, what?
Can you rewind that?
What did she say? And I was like, well, she didn't say it like this, but I was like, she had sex in a windmill. Wait, what? Can you rewind?
You know that guy that she had sex in the windmill with, if it's over there going, yes! Yes!
Shout out!
It was me! Shout out! And then he's like, wait, was it just, I didn't do it twice? Hold up.
Okay, the second time was him.
Hold up. What?
First of all.
Newsflash.
Okay, we're going to go look for that article now.
Yes, exactly. All right. Oh, no.
Oh, God. All right. On that up note. Yes.
Until next time.
Join us.
Yes. We'll see you next Monday.
All right.
Oh, we won't see you. You'll listen to us next Tuesday.
We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Next Tuesday.
Why?
Because we don't put it out until Tuesday.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Will you accept this rosé?
I will.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.